I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
It's Christmas Carol. How many crabs usually move forward, backward, or sideways? How do they move?
What?
Forward, backward,
legs?
Or sideways?
Oh, they move sideways.
That's correct.
All right. That's really... What? Wrong one. If you don't think that's going to make the Big Fatty Show...
Well, now you said his name, so of course it will.
No, he would have done it anyway. It's like we should actually send him the track without you on that so that he can pull it without you even saying that. Because that's how sure I am, Adam, that he would have used it on the beginning of his show. Yeah. Or the end. I mean, but the ending is the same as the beginning, right? It's like the ending is just a rehash of the beginning, right?
Sure.
Trademark Daniel Brewer. Adam, I gave him a nice spot where he could cut it, right? It
was you did, like, yeah.
I did.
I was quiet.
I set that up. I know. Adam, that is, we are good at doing that. Like, we should put that on our listener questionnaire. It's like, you know, what other Big Fatty openings should we do? Because
yeah,
right. We always set them up for him. We give him the right amount of time. Mm-hmm. I was amazed. He used like my opening about Shark Week that I did from your show this past week
yeah.
when I was filling in for you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you should feel special. He moves quick.
Fast he moved.
What he does on those nipper walks, what he does on the nipper walks is he listens to podcasts. And you know, he walks like 20 miles a day or something, Daniel. Yeah, he walks so much. And he listens to so many shows. He's like taking notes as he's walking. And then as soon as he gets back to the villa, he's clipping audio.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
You know, he walks like 20 miles a day or something. And then as soon as he gets back to the villa...
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4589 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of...
September.
2025, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes Big Brother and... Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, good buddies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're good buddies today because we're heading to the... To the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for a Letha weekend. It's the Letha Club from Jacksonville down there in Flowrider. Y'all, they have their annual event up at the Complex. And y'all, it's always nice to see some of those folks. Some of them come to Leather Weather Weekend, and y'all, the only interesting or the only different kind of thing about this Leather Club is that they have the ladies in it, so it will be they call it the mixed gender event, and so the ladies will be out there, and Big Fatty will still walk around. Yes, Big Fatty, we're just showing off like you. Well, anyway, you just making everybody want to vomit. No, not at all. But y'all, it always makes for I won't say uncomfortable, but an unusual set of circumstances. Something we're not used to at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, but it'll be fun nonetheless. And y'all, I'll tell you more about all of that on tomorrow's little show, because y'all, just being transparent, y'all, I'll be pre-recording the Fright a little show right after I finish this one. That big fat, it sounds like something Crooked Hat would do. It does. Y'all, by the way, I have not seen, you know, I had predicted that Crooked Hat would return to recording on Hump Day, and y'all, I have not seen a new show. So y'all, he may be in the morgue by now. I don't know. Crooked Hat, we hope you're feeling better. I hope you're feeling anything. So, I'll be talking about that on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, I've got some voice letters I've been holding. Yes, Big Fatty, for weeks, I tell you. So we'll play those tomorrow. That way you'll have a little show to enjoy. Big Fatty, let's not go too far. Enjoy or just tolerate. Well, okay, you'll have a little show tomorrow to tolerate. Yes, Big Fatty.
Can turn the interwebs on with his smile? Who can take a podcast day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's Big Fatty and you should know it. With each segment which is always ruined, he shows it. That is all around, no need to waste it.
You did. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, now y'all, let me just warn you. Well, I'll warn you in a second. Y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, I headed over to Shady Pines, and y'all, they had a new menu for the month of
September.
And y'all, I had a new item. Y'all, it was three scrimp tacos. You could either get the scrimps grilled or blackened. I just got them grilled because I didn't want burnt all night long. And it came with a side. And y'all, I got the Mexican cone. And, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone will be very pleased that you'll be able to monitor things. It's true. Y'all, I don't know what that is. It's cheese toast. And, y'all, let's see. After that, I headed home. I headed home, and y'all, you know what I did? I watched the CBS Evening News. And y'all, all right, now it's time for the spoiler. Spoiler alert, y'all, because I'm going to talk about Tuesday night's episode of Big Brother! Y'all, it was a special episode because, you know, the MTV Awards were on Sunday, and y'all, this coming Sunday is the Emmys. There won't be a Big Brother on this Sunday either. But y'all, Tuesday evening, y'all, the manipulator or whatever that mask thing is, y'all, he invited everyone to the White Locust. And y'all, it was a takeoff on White Lotus. But y'all, they had that cutie patootie. Tyler Crispin from several years ago with the curly blonde hair. He was the concierge. And y'all, they had it all set up nicely and everything. And y'all, then there was a... an announcement that someone would be leaving the game. Y'all, it wasn't going to be voting. It was someone who was unable to complete a task was leaving the game. And y'all, they had to get in like this hamster wheel and move a ball around through a puzzle maze. And y'all, the first person that got to do it got six and a half minutes. And then the second person got 5.5 minutes. And the third person got 4.5 minutes and 3.5, 2.5, and all until someone wasn't able to do it. And the person that completed it got to choose who the next person was. So there was some there was some strategy. There was strategy involved. And y'all, the first one to go was Vance. And y'all, he was able to do it without a problem. And then he chose Lauren. And she had 5.5 minutes, and she was able to do it, and she chose Morgan, and she had 4.5 minutes, and she was able to do it. And y'all, then they chose the Red Menace, Rachel, and she had 3.5 minutes, and y'all, she's gone. She's gone to the jury house, y'all. It was so... And I know Miss Bacon. I know Miss Bacon was as excited about it as I was. Y'all, it was just, you just saw her. She could not do this. It was just her entire game was collapsing before her eyes. And there was not a thing she could do about it. And so, y'all, and then she had a snooty speech at the end. Well, if you think you're getting my vote, you better, I am the queen. Okay, queen, go off to the jury house. Your reign has ended. And, y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And, y'all, then after that was over, Big Fatty, y'all, I was ready for bed. Crawled in the bed. Y'all, by the way, you know, I mentioned on the Apple Snack Report Pote yesterday that they're now giving you a SCO on your sleep. And y'all, my SCO on Tuesday was a 98. And my SCO, my SCO for Monday night was 98. And my SCO for Tuesday night was 99. Y'all, it was lovely. Now, I don't know what it'll be this weekend, but anyway, y'all, slept like a baby, got up, read the paper, did my puzzles, had my brofkas, had cheese toast. Y'all, that, I'm telling you, the hot sauce seasoned shredded cheeses make for very good cheese toast. It's a little kick. Little kick, yes, Big Fatty, we love a little kick. And y'all, then after that, I was off on my morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, it was absolutely gorgeous outside, just gorgeous. And came back and then picked up the nip and we were off to get Earl Grey washed. And then we went to the Vonsies. Yes. Big Fatty! Hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all, as I do on Hump Day. Went to the Von Cis. Now, I know some of you are axing, Big Fatty, you're going out of town. Why'd you go to the Von Cis? Y'all, they had some things on sale I wanted to get. So that's what I did. Y'all, they had some... Italian sausages sliced up, irregular and peppered, buy one get one free. And y'all, there was a lot of the sausages in there. and y'all, they had the buffalo sauce to go a hot sauce. And y'all, so that was buy one get one free. Got that, y'all. They had the Gillette Labs cartridges on sale, Plus, I had a coupon. Plus, with the senior citizens discount, I got a real good deal on that. Y'all, I got a family-sized box of the Triscuits. They were on sale. Y'all, they had these little banana nut chocolate chip little muffin things, little cakes. Buy one, get one free. I said, well, I'll try one of those. And then y'all, they had the manwich. You know, a sandwich is a sandwich, but a manwich is a meal. The canned manwich sauce on sale, 10 for $10. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had queso dip. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. They had the Philadelphia cream cheese on sale. So I got strawberry and I got brown sugar cinnamon cream cheese. Y'all, they had some canned vegetables, 10 for $10. So I got some squash. y'all, they had the Stufa's cream chip beef on sale, 3 for $10. And y'all, it's so good. I picked up 3 of those. Then they had the Oreo family size cookies on sale, buy one get one free. So I got one of the Oreo golden thins with lemon icing. That just sounded delicious, big fatty. Progressive soup. They've got a new one. I got a can a couple of weeks ago, I think, but it's a Pitmaster is what it's called. So I got a can of that. It was buy one, get one free. And y'all, I picked up a couple more bags of that shredded cheddar cheese. Big Betty Lurie Warbucks will be so pleased. they were buy one, get one free, so I got that. Y'all, I spent $74.03, but I saved $50.03. Yes! Big Betty, you ran out of music. We did. And y'all, from there, we went to the Costco. And y'all, I picked up a few things there. But y'all, they had the, you know, I usually like to hand out the Rice Krispie treats for my Halloweeny. And so, y'all, I picked up 3 boxes. There's 120 little mini Rice Krispie treats in a box. So, 360 pieces of candy is what they're getting this year. And, y'all, they had had the melatonin on sale, so I got that. And, y'all, and they had these little little phone holders with the magnet on it and everything. And y'all, I picked up a 2-pack of that because y'all, I needed something to hold my iPhone when I'm doing the LFC. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear, I see. Oh, Big Betty, that was the kitty. It was the kitty. And y'all also got me a gallon of the lactose-free milk, y'all. The expiration date on it, November the 9th. So that's what you get when you buy lactose-free. Y'all, the other thing, and believe it or not, I post this on the Blue Bloodify. Y'all, they have the crema flavored ice creams on sale. Be ready. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Adam, what do you think about Big Fatty's walking?
You know, he walks like 20 miles a day or something. And then as soon as he gets back to the villa...
It's like he's got a hidden micro-hoist in the toilet room. Yes, it does.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.